Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
When it looks like Christmas is here, you better let it snow. Hello everyone and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, my co-host, co-founder and great friend, I want to welcome you to this episode as we continue along the journey of Track by Track on the Rockin' the Holidays compilation album. It's been a thrill ride so far. I just love hearing the artists' input into their approach, the way the song was recorded, how they felt about it, what approach they took. And we're going to have two more examples of that today. And I am very excited about both of these songs. There's not a bad track on this record. I'm not just saying that because I'm involved, but I think every song is really, really good. And I hope it's going to become a holiday staple for a lot of folks out there. And I think it's well on its way to doing that. Legendary, mythical, status, epic. As we used to say in the old days, an epic Christmas compy. If you're listening to this on the day this episode is released, it will be December 10th, and we are getting closer and closer to the holidays. But we're going to be done with this track by track sometime around the 18th, 19th, 20th of December. So we're going to have some time to get in some episodes of November new music, and want everybody out there who generally likes to contribute to consider doing that. I know there's not as many albums in November, but if you'd like to get one in, the time is nigh, as they say. So you want to get it in here in the next week or so, and then we'll use those for the rest of the year. And then, of course, the whole time you need to be thinking hard about your album of 2024 and your song of 2024. You get one of each. We will permit some brief honorable mentions if you want to mention some stuff that was close. We're not going to play that, but we will allow a mention. That's generally how we handle January. But all that in the future. Right now, we're going to get to track 16 on Rockin' the Holidays. That's right, a little over halfway through. And this song is by The Ogres. Now, The Ogres are a band that was a project of Stephen J. Athanas, who is a Toledo musician who Jim knew and did an interview on the podcast with. And he's also a visual artist. So he does a really good job of explaining about this song and where it comes from and its different origin story. So why don't we go ahead and cue up the TDK in the cassette player here. And we will press play on that and hear Stephen discuss a Looks Like Christmas Is Here by The Ogres.
Ho, 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 ho! Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs! Hello, Jim! Hello, Patrick! All right, enough of that. Stephen J. Athanas here, submitting my introduction to the songs that I've submitted for this Rockin' the Suburbs Christmas collection. Very excited about this. Thank you guys for allowing me to be in it. The first song is a song I wrote way, way, way long ago when I had hair on my head and when my sons were little bambinos. And it's a song called Looks Like Christmas Is Here. Here, not Kier. And it's a song that has been recorded quite a few times by various incarnations of bands and just gatherings around. This is a version that was recorded by a group of mine called The Ogres. Very short-lived band, but I think a good representation of the song. And again, it's called Looks Like Christmas Is Here. Please enjoy it and Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you. Bring on the season, chase out the sadness. Looks like Christmas is here. Bring out the colored lights, hang up the mistletoe. Looks like Christmas is here. Put a log on the fire, bring the family near. Let the smell of the evergreen roll. Baby Jesus, Ave Maria, looks like Christmas is here. Pull out the Christmas songs, everyone sing along. Looks like Christmas is here. Away in a manger, silent night, looks like Christmas is here. Once a year we all gather, leave our troubles behind. Let the spirit take us away. Peace on earth, goodwill towards all. Looks like Christmas is here. Oh. Looks like Christmas is here. Children surely know when it starts to snow. Looks like Christmas is here. Leave behind all your sorrows, put your worries on hold. Let the old year yield to the new. Keep your spirits up, drink from the loving cup. Looks like Christmas is here.
All right, fantastic song. Really like that song a lot, and it's cool that it seems like it kind of became a staple, a song he wrote a while back when his kids were just bambinos, and then it seems like it's gone through several different incarnations because it was a great song, and here it is back now, amongst others on the Rockin' the Holidays compilation. I want to say thank you very much to Steve and Jay Athanas for coming on and being a part of this. It's great to have them. Now, if you want to go back in the stacks, episode 673 and episode 674, so we're going back a ways now, you can hear the two-part interview that Jim did with Steve and Jay Athanas, and it's really fun. I remember it well and really enjoyed it. You can also follow Steven on Instagram at Steven J, all one word, dot A-T-H-A-N-A-S. So that's his Instagram handle. And being a visual artist, that's probably a good place to follow him if you have the Instagram. Thank you, the Ogres, whoever you were and whatever carnation you were in when you recorded that song. Thank you very much. Next up, track 17 is a track from The Lone Canary. Now, The Lone Canary, we met relatively recently. They were a duo. They're based in Rockford, Illinois, and they performed at Suburbs Fest in Rockford, and that was so great. Their set was outstanding. I really loved the blend of music we had on that night, and they began the evening with just a beautiful duo set, and the setting in the brewery there was just awesome, and I remember sitting right down in front and really digging it. The song they have given to us is Let It Snow. Now, they do a wonderful, wonderful intro here, both of them talking about how they put this together. They really give you some bits and pieces behind the scenes, which I really, really like. This song, Let It Snow, their version, was one of two Christmas songs from an EP in 2023 called Muddling Through. And you can find that anywhere the streamings are available. And they talk about that, too. So I will stop rambling, and I will turn it over now to the Lone Canary.
Hey, this is Jesse.
And I'm Heather.
From the Lone Canary, and we're here to talk to you a little bit about our song,
Let It Snow.
Yeah, so we put out a little two-song EP last winter, 3 days, 2 days, I don't know, before Christmas. It was very much like everything we do, too rushed.
Not planned out well.
Not planned out. So we try to pump it out and get it out on time, but of course there's delays and things. So we're trying to get out this year a little bit. So a little bit about that song. The EP, we put out another song, Joy to the World, but you can look that up later. This one, we decided to take a different approach than a traditional swing at that, which we've enjoyed doing in a lot of Christmas songs that we've covered in the past. Mm-hmm. And so,
But yeah, we got to this one and we just felt like it could take a turn from traditional. So we wanted to make it a little more kind of haunting, moodier. We thought it could possibly lend itself to that.
Yeah, so we've been listening. I mean, we've liked a lot of songs and a lot of stuff from Phoebe Bridgers at the time when we were listening through some of this and some of the sounds she gets often. And I had just gotten a new electric guitar, and we were kind of playing around with tones and ideas on how that could go. And started playing, I think, the little that beginning part of the song on the guitar by accident. And it kind of turned into that. Where we landed, and it kind of lent itself to a nice little mood that we were going for. So, you know, saturated up, add a lot of reverb, you know.
Yeah. No, the recording process itself was a lot of fun. We did it ourselves, which was kind of our first time doing it. We had help finishing up with our friend John Martinet.
Yep, he did the mixing for it.
And so we had added in a little jingle bell toy that Jesse has. And so John took it and kind of made it circular throughout the audio, which is super cool.
Swings through, gives a little bit of that 360 sound going on. If you have any stereo or anything, you can put your ears in there. But yeah, we were just basically rolling around jingle bells into the microphone from one of my daughter's toys. And from there, we kind of just worked on other little moments. There's some cello stuff in there, or little noise scratches, at least from the cello. Or sorry,
upright bass.
Upright bass, not cello. And then,
violin as usual.
Yeah, for us, violin is pretty heavy in a lot of things we do. So we had fun kind of messing around with it and kind of taking our first swing at self-producing a song. Yes. And we think it turned out pretty good. So.
And we hope y'all like it. Let us know.
Turn way down low. Let it snow.
Interpretation of Let It Snow. Almost to me like a little bit of Big Star's Third, the way they pulled it apart, slowed it down, maybe poured a little eggnog on top of it, a little cough syrup mixed in there. just great stuff. So really, really a creative approach to that song. I think it's fantastic. Well done. So happy to have that on our compilation. It really, really perks it up and just gives it a different vibe, which is great. And I think it helps the record sort of transition into a different phase here. This next part of the compilation maybe slows it down a little bit, gets a little more introspective, and widens your screen as you're listening to it in an audio way. So really, really good stuff. Once again, I have no idea who did the running order, but they should pat themselves on the back. Every chance I get. I know you're sick of it. Let me tell you that the Lone Canary is working on their newest full-length project. It's entitled Dime Store Horses. This will be their third full-length album, and it will be released in spring of 2025. Get all the info on the band at thelonecanary, all one word, .com, and you can find them on Bandcamp, thelonecanary.bandcamp.com. And, of course, go back and revisit episode 1853 when we did an interview with them in preparation for the Suburbs Fest Rockford, which turned out to be a wonderful time. And, of course, plans are underway. Castles are being readied for Suburbs Fest 2025 out there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So make sure to get yourself geeked up and ready to go. We'll have information out for you soon on that. All right. With all that, I'm going to turn you back over to Jim tomorrow, and he's going to take you through track 18 and 19, another two great, great songs on this record. And with that, I will bid you adieu and tell you guys we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs. Hello, Jim. Hello, Patrick.